This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back in my second of four, a series that I call Fridays with Stan, or Life After 80, Life for the Chronologically Gifted. I'm here with my father, Stan Lindquist, and he's 89. He lives alone, and we're talking in his kitchen with his canary, Patches. So Patches will add comments, I'm sure, throughout this presentation. Last week, we talked about what it was like to be 89 and ended on what are some things that kept him optimistic. And it seemed like, generally, he has a very optimistic outlook on life. He tends to not focus on what he can't do anymore, but on what he still can do. And I thought that was pretty important advice for us to remember. I asked you to jot down some notes to yourself about what your own issues may be with your aging parents. And hopefully over the rest of the series, we'll be able to talk about them. Today, we're going to answer the question, how do I stay productive and active at this age? Does that make any sense to you, Stan?
Well, it certainly does, because there's a tendency to just kick back and say, well, I've worked hard all my life, so now's the time when I want to enjoy my doing nothing, watching TV and reading and things of that sort, and limit my activities to those things. But I constantly have to sort of push myself along to do things, especially with other people. And as a result, one of the things which I've been doing is following up on some of the things which have been a big part of my life previously, such as the working with at the Link Care Center with some of people who have been working in God's work have had emotional problems. And so I sit in on the chapel and also on the clinical comments that are made where they bring up problems that they're running into.
The staff meetings.
Pardon me?
The staff meetings.
The staff meeting, yeah. Just for the staff.
Right.
And at any rate, that to me has been very, very helpful, because it kind of lets me feel that something of what I had started doing many years ago is still going on, and I can have a small part in it.
Yeah, that was 42 years ago that you started this.
That's right, a long time ago. And I was active before that, too. So
sure.
Anyway, and another thing that I've been trying to get myself doing more, I used to spend a great deal of time out on my wood shop turning vases and bowls and things like that on a wood lathe.
Yeah.
And I sort of quit that after my wife became ill and tended to want me to be beside her rather than in the garage all by myself, where she was a little worried that something might happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of pulled back, and I can't seem to get out of that. I want to get back into it. And one of these days I keep telling myself I'm going to do it. But so far it hasn't happened. But anyway, it seems to me that whatever there opportunities there are, we need to maximize them and even look for them. And the older I get, the more it seems like things I used to do are not available. And so there I have to search out, trying to discover the other ways that I can be involved. And one of the things that's rather disappointing to me is the fact that a lot of people think I'm incapable of doing it. And I feel perfectly capable of doing a lot of things in certain instances. But on the other hand, I also have to recognize my limitations, too. And one of the things that I have had to contend with almost all my life was severe injuries in the war.
World War II.
World War II, right, where I was a medical aid man and got blown up in a minefield trying to rescue a couple of other fellows. Well, this has ended up with a very severe damage to both my legs and also loss of one eye. And I have to recognize those limitations along with the other things. And these matters are obviously, the older I get, become much more apparent. And so I have to somehow look beyond those kinds of difficulties to reach out to try to do things.
Yeah, I don't have any research studies to quote, but I keep reading in the news on the internet or whatever about studies that show that older people who stay active in doing things that stretch their brain, their thinking and strategizing and creative abilities, seem to have a better chance of staving off some of the problems of dementia. And you seem pretty sharp. You do email, right?
Right.
You surf the internet. Mm-hmm. You learned that. You learned to use the internet in your 80s or 70s. You check your investments online daily or multiple times a day.
Right.
You go to church every Sunday. Sunday school and church, I guess, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of an ad hoc consultant to the grief group at church. It's a lot of things that you do. What have you enjoyed the most in doing? Are you still writing?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to finish a couple of books that I started 20 years ago. And I really enjoy getting out and just writing and keeping things going on that level, which really is very enjoyable to me. But for many people, it may not be. But I think that that's part of the thing that we have to hunt for and discover those things which we like and utilize them so that if there's some way to encourage anyone who is older to do that, it's going to be a positive, have a positive effect upon them.
You know, I think of your cousin, whose name I will not name. But he was probably not what I would call a book guy. He didn't do a lot of reading. He didn't write like you, certainly. He was an outdoor guy, a farmer, and a mechanical guy, and who worked in a lot of factory work. Now, he's had to cut back in a similar way to you. But it's interesting on this whole issue of stimulating your brain is that he and his wife have gotten very much into crossword puzzles as brain challenges, and they work on these together. And I was really enamored by watching that happen when I visited them last, because one, they were doing them together, and so there was a lot of communication, and they were strategizing and thinking through things. And so I think you don't have to be a word guy, kind of, like you were. You can find ways to stimulate yourself depending on your situation.
Well, I think that certainly is true. It's rather interesting that he did read a preliminary draft of one of my books, and he thought it was great. So that was a positive lead for me, too. But at any rate, those are the things that among others are very helpful.
So kind of to summarize, so to kind of summarize here, I think what you're saying is that you've tried to continue some of the things that you did, maybe in a little bit different ways. You know, I must admit I'm a little nervous about you going out into the wood shop and turning on that lathe at a high speed and trying to work on it, but I don't think it's appropriate to say don't try it. And you have to see what goes on. But from the other perspective, to keep working and writing, I think there are accommodations that you can make. For example, if you want to work on the internet, you can get a bigger monitor for your computer and expand the fonts, the word size, so that the words are bigger so you can see. You can listen to things if you have visual problems. You don't need to focus on doing things exactly the way that you did them before. I think that's a problem that many people get into when they look. Once again, there's a theme here. Many people, when they reach your age, they focus on what they can't do anymore. And what I keep seeing you coming back to time and time again is focusing on what you can still do, not focusing on what you couldn't do before. Maybe that makes some sense to some of you. It might be a good idea as you communicate with your aged parents to try and help them see if their perspective could move from what they can't do anymore to what they can still do. For some of you, that may be quite a stretch due to your parents' physical conditions, intellectual conditions, or whatever. And that's probably the part of a different radio. And that's part of probably a different program at some other time. Well, this has been very fun. I'm kind of enjoying getting back into dialoguing with my father after 25 years. Some things don't change, except now I'm the one asking questions and he has to respond to me. I hope you found this useful. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.